This is Franchise Today, brought to you by FRM Solutions, providers of the best-in-class software solutions for franchise relationship management. Franchise Today is your destination for weekly information, conversations, and interviews with accomplished industry leaders, all of whom share best practices for sustainable growth and sensible franchising. Here now, your host, Stan Friedman, to kick off this week's podcast.
This is a special edition of Franchise Today on Wednesday, March 11th. I'm Stan Friedman, coming to you as always from the franchise capital of the world, Atlanta, Georgia. So before anything else, I want to take a minute to apologize again for last week's audio challenges. As bad as the sound was on my end of that interview with good friend Dave McDougal, CEO at Your Pie Pizza, the content that Dave served up was so rich in take-home value that it's my hope that you've downloaded the episode and listened to it anyway, grabbing all the nuggets that Dave was generous enough to share. What you don't know is how much trouble it took to get the interview to at least the point where it was airable. But that's showbiz, folks, and my apologies once again. I opened this week's podcast by calling this a special edition of Franchise Today, and in my view, it is. The reason is that today the spotlight will shine from within, as my interview will be with a member of my very own team here at FRM Solutions. Today, I'll be talking with Cassidy Ford. We'll be talking about how FRM delivers solutions that empower franchise relationships from a menu of products and services, all of which are designed to maximize success and optimize growth for franchise enterprises. But first, it's on to the front of the house and this week's birthday greetings. And we start those with Bev Rich, George Abraham, Spencer Reed, Jimmy Kindred, Jonathan Benjamin, Greg Kopchuk, Matt Carlucci, Scott Thompson, Terry Kelm, Brian Gerut, Nate Greenberg, Mark Dawson, Don Nielsen, Eric Meyer, Lucas Wagner, Michael Stewart, Richard Brooks, Ron Bostick, Karen Brown, and Vishal Kumar. Happy birthday, one and all. And then on to a more serious note here on the front of the house and just ahead of Cassidy Ford. I read this week where McDonald's is reported to have canceled its biennial convention for worldwide franchisees due to the coronavirus outbreak. The four-day event was scheduled to take place next month in Orlando, but will now occur virtually. Conversely, the IFA reports in the March 5th Smart Brief that it is closely monitoring the spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus across the U.S. and around the world. But as of March 5th, all IFA events are proceeding according to schedule. Any cancellations, postponements, or changes in event dates will be communicated to registrants via email and on the IFA website at franchise.org. IFA highly encourages all event attendees, particularly those that may be in high-risk groups or who have been in areas that have had recorded coronavirus activity, to heed medical advice and to consider travel risks before traveling to and from and attending IFA events. Likewise, Franchise Update Media Group has announced today as well that it is continuing to plan for its upcoming multi-unit franchise conference at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas, and unless and until word otherwise changes anything, that conference is full steam ahead with 250 plus exhibitors in the exhibit hall and all speakers and attendees as of this recording committed to be there. And that about does it for the front of the house.
Franchise Today will be right back, but first, a word from our sponsors.
This portion of Franchise Today is brought to you by Zoracle, providers of spot-on profiles, the gold standard of assessment tools that assure you're selecting the right franchisees every time. Unlike DISC or others that simply gauge personality or communication styles, Zoracle's spot-on assessments are all franchise-specific and based upon seven sciences that nail the results each and every time. Your prospects simply answer a few questions online, and like magic, Zoracle's algorithms scientifically slice, dice, and analyze their thresholds for risk, their business acumen, and even their propensity for single or multi-unit ownership. Zoracle's spot-on analysis is like having a crystal ball. But there's no hoodoo here. It's all based upon science that flawlessly determines franchisee, franchisor compatibility, and accurately predicts performance. Why don't you schedule a demo today and take a complimentary look and see for yourself? It's the closest thing to a sure thing. Zoracle, spot-on assessments, based on science, but delivering results that seem simply magical. Check them out at www.zoracleprofiles.com. Cassidy Ford joined FRM Solutions in 2018 after years in restaurant franchise sales, development, and operations. Immediately prior, Cassidy was with Huddle House, an iconic breakfast brand here in Atlanta. She worked across departments to add new units, improve resales, increase profitability, and support underperforming franchisees, relying on the tools offered by FRM Solutions every step of the way. Cassidy brings this unique perspective and experience to our client base, offering her insights and our collective best practices day-to-day for all of our clients at FRM Solutions. Cassidy Ford, welcome to Franchise Today.
Thank you, Stan. You're being brave to let me on your podcast.
Well, you know, brave comes in many styles and formats, Cassidy, so I feel like you're being equally as brave. And I don't get mad. I get even. So have at it if you choose to. We'll see where it all goes. What do you say?
Sounds good.
While the rest of the world is continuing to spin madly out of control over Bernie, over Biden, over Trump, over Corona, why don't we park all of that on the shelf today and aim for something just a little simpler? Today, what I want to do is do something a little bit different. Every week, our audience hears this podcast open as a production of FRM Solutions, and it actually ends the same way as well. But little time is spent talking about what FRM Solutions is. And while I go far and wide to bring guests into the podcast weekly that have take-home value for the audience, I thought maybe a little bit selfishly, but a little bit selflessly as well, that today we might enlighten the audience a little bit more to what it is that FRM does and how it does it. And so are you good with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I thought so too. And this occurred to me as we were at IFA. So many people that I saw at convention this year in Orlando were seeing me for maybe the better part of this past year, actually, where I've not been traveling to the degree that I used to, not sponsoring a great many of the same expos that I used to. And as I've explained to everybody over the past 18 or so months, a lot of our marketing has morphed. We were proud to bring a new look and feel to IFA this year with FRM's new colors and our new logo. But what I thought might be a good idea today was to introduce somebody who's part of my day-to-day world, and that's Cassidy Ford. And I'm going to ask you to start, Cassidy, just by helping the audience, as all guests do each week, with a little bit about you. Who are you? Where'd you come from? And what is it that makes you tick in our world?
Thanks, Dan. So basically, I'll just start out this conversation by saying I am a huge franchise nerd. I get super nerdy about all of this. I started out on the franchisor side. So years ago when I started out, I was with a little known brand at the time called How Do You Roll. We had just been on Shark Tank, and I was sat down the week after the episode aired with a stack of 1,500 pieces of paper and a phone, and they said, start calling. So that was my introduction to franchising. I didn't know what an item 19 was. They just said, don't say this, say this, and don't say this. And I've been kind of suckered in and pulled in ever since. I love it. And I then moved on to doing franchise development and operations at Huddle House here in Atlanta. And at that time, I was a client of FRM's, and I came to be a power user of the platform. There are a lot of things that I've learned through those experiences that have really brought me to a point where I'm excited about the things that are going on at FRM. You know, you and I had known each other for a long time before you and I ever even talked about me coming onto FRM. And I thought to myself, I know where FRM has been. I know where FRM was at the time. And I know where FRM could go.
All right, Cassidy, let's move back to the platform. Tell me, what is it you do on a day-to-day basis at FRM?
That's a really great question. I think the essential piece of what I do is to help our clients. And that involves a lot of different things. That involves, doing workshops to talk about, hey, what are your processes and what are you doing that's working and not working right now? And then how do we take that and how do we help you use the platform to the best of your ability and to maximize your success? And that comes in many different forms. And that could be whether that is me going out and talking to new people that aren't using FRM yet, or if we're just talking about how can I expand what I'm doing with FRM into new solutions and grow what I'm already doing. And that's really the essential piece of what I do.
So let's peel it back even further than that, because you and I right here, right now, are taking some things for granted. What is FRM?
Great question. And I get that question all the time. And FRM is an acronym, and it stands for Franchise Relationship Management. That could be really vague. People say that kind of thing all the time. We're a platform that allows you and facilitates your management of your relationship with your franchisee and your candidates from point A to point Z. So from the time that you first touch a candidate through the sales process, when you're building your narrative to bring them in to join your organization, whether it is through signing a franchise agreement and opening the first location or the first unit, that they may be selling their location at the end of the life cycle of that agreement. We help with that entire process, and we build relationships along the way. That's the core of what we do.
So how do we go about doing that? Is this software, cloud-based? Help the audience get a picture, just a graphic visual of what this thing is that we spend so much of our lives working on.
FRM is based on Microsoft Dynamics 365. And over the years, we have built this into a platform that obviously is specifically designed for franchisors. One of the things that I have a constant conversation with people these days, that we're in a age right now of consolidation and kind of moving things around and streamlining the number of tools that we're using. And we're really built to be flexible and customized. And we have an open API, which means for those of you out there who are less technically inclined, like I was when I very first started at FRM, but we can basically talk to other software tools that have an open API. We can integrate with those things. We facilitate things in a way where you can use the best-in-class tools to do what you need in conjunction with our core offering. And we do it where for those enterprise franchises, we offer those sophisticated solutions that allow you to be the best at what you do with the best-in-class tools.
So what is it doing? Is it warehousing? Is it tracking? Is it recording? What does it do for somebody who's never been this close to it as the two of us are?
Right. So you're talking about a CRM solution, and there are a lot of things that come along with that. But primarily, when you have the information, right now you can track the information, you can store things like documents and videos, any kind of key data point that is really crucial to the operation of your day-to-day business and to the goals that you've set forth for growth in the future and all the strategies that you've laid out. Those data points can be stored, tracked, and analyzed through the FRM system.
And so who should use FRM, Cassidy? Who's going to benefit most from this kind of a tool inside of a franchise business?
I have talked to people on all ends of the spectrum. I've worked on all ends of the spectrum. I have been with other software solutions. I've done this manually on spreadsheets. And I think that it's a valid conversation to have no matter where you are, if you're an emerging brand, if you have been around for 50 years. But when you're specifically talking about the solutions that FRM has out there, I think that you probably are already going to have some established processes. You might have some systems that you've been in the business a long time, you've grown over the years, and your systems might be starting to get antiquated. One of the things that I mentioned just a moment ago is that we're seeing a lot of consolidation right now. I think you and I have seen a lot over 2019. This is a perfect example. Over 2019, FRM's client base grew by 15 to 20 brands just through acquisition within our existing client base. And so when that happens, you have all of these different tools. And, you know, you're growing an organization and you have to be able to align your departments, align your tools. And these are the types of organizations that are really going to benefit most from a platform like FRM.
Are you talking franchise development only, or are we talking across the entire spectrum?
Absolutely not. You would be talking across the entire spectrum. And speaking from experience, I was someone who worked interdepartmentally at my last franchise company, and I used FRM in every capacity, whether it was through franchise development, real estate, operations, project management, all of those things. It's across the entire organization.
And when you talk about who should use it and whether someone is too large or too small, how do you quantify that, Cassidy? How do we quantify that?
I think that can be subjective sometimes. I think that franchising is full of surprises, right? And there are certain benchmarks that we would look at and would encourage when you are sitting down and you are taking a look internally at what are my needs and what are my goals. Are you at royalty sufficiency yet? Are you at a certain number of units? Are you planning to grow by a certain amount in a certain number of years? Those are things that you will need to take a look at internally, and we'll have a conversation with you about those things as well, because we understand that something like FRM, a platform that is as customizable, that is has as much detail to it, that is really kind of as comprehensive as FRM, isn't going to be for someone who has 5 units. But that is a conversation that is going to take place, because if we're not the ones for you, then we have the experience to sit here and have this discussion about what other tool is out there, or do you even have the processes in place to be able to make a decision about this right now? And that is a huge part of the value in going through that exercise.
That just does not sound terribly different to me than counseling a franchisor on the responsibility of taking checks for new franchises from the right people. Would you agree?
There is no difference in that whatsoever.
So I think it's safe to say, from my point of view, and you correct me if you think I'm wrong, I think our best clients are those who begin with the end in mind and are at that stage of royalty self-sufficiency, and they need tools now to help them manage what they've begun to grow so well. Or on the other end of the spectrum, there's nothing more painful than seeing a team of people from an IT department and management teams of a franchise company sitting down in a conference room and throwing down a box of pickup sticks, and they're telling you all about their legacy system that's 30 or 40 years older than it ever should have been at this point in time, but they never knew it would grow to that kind of need, that their brand would grow to the kind of need that would require them to try to fix that before they knew it was even broken. And so throwing down those pickup sticks, they're always afraid, if I touch this one, is it going to move anything else on the table? Is anything else going to break? And I mean, that's one end of the spectrum of what we see, but isn't it much better when we see those that are beginning to grow with the end in mind and are starting out looking for the kinds of tools that they can grow into instead of grow out of?
Yes. And my question that I would put back to you is, how often do you see that? And when you're starting out, you don't always have the insight to know to do that. You know, some of the most fun things I've ever done in my career is to sit down with someone who's just starting out and say, hey, what are your processes? Or what's your goal? And are you thinking ahead? And I've had those experiences with clients. And I've found at the end of the time that I've spent with those clients that they were a little too ahead of themselves. And so there's a lot to be said for starting with the end in mind, but recognizing that you have a little help trying to figure out what that is sometimes.
Tell you what, let's do. Why don't we take a quick break? And when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about who it is and maybe who it isn't that ought to be looking at tools like this, and what stage of life cycle might just be the appropriate time, depending on not just size, but how well that franchisor is focused on proper growth with properly managed expectations. We're going to come back and talk about that and more with Cassidy Ford, Account Director at FRM Solutions.
Franchise Today will be right back, but first, a word from our sponsors.
Franchise Today is produced and presented each week by FRM Solutions, providing best-in-class CRM and document management software designed specifically for franchising. FRM enables real-time business intelligence, communication, and collaboration between all members of the franchisor's team and their prospective and existing franchisees. This empowers your team to simply and seamlessly track, access, and manage all communication to and from prospective and existing franchisees, including texts. Legal and compliance is simplified too with FRM's document management, and even site visits can be digitally facilitated and scored using FRM. Make today the day you give FRM a look and assure that all of your candidate and franchisee correspondence, including texts, are being permanently tracked and archived in candidate and franchisee records. FRM even provides state-of-the-art digital experiences for your prospective franchisees, replacing old-style virtual brochures. Multiple upgrades are offered each year at no additional cost on the web at frmsolutions.com. We are back with Cassidy Ford, Account Director at FRM Solutions. Hey, Cassidy, before we talk any more feature speak, I would love to talk about some benefit talk. And one of the benefits to me that's the most favorite is that anybody who uses the FRM platform in their core competencies, no matter what department they're in, is going to get a lift in terms of efficiency and how they do their day-to-day jobs. But what starts happening when franchise brands using us move across the platform?
Okay, Stan, so this is where I start to get really nerdy. Because so much of what I've done on the franchisor side has had to do with that interdepartmental work, the communication across departments, and then just working horizontally rather than not just working vertically. And I think that one of the benefits of being based on Microsoft Dynamics 365 is a particular way of communication that puts all of the activities, all the notes, the phone calls, the emails, anything that anybody in any department is going to need to know, regardless of what solution they're working in, what maybe they're in legal and compliance, maybe they're in sales, then they have access to all of that information in one place. They can track their emails through an Outlook plugin. They can sync tasks. All of that is just in one place. And the reason that becomes important is we know this never happens, right? But you may have someone, maybe during the sales process, you're talking to a candidate and they come back after signing a franchise agreement 6 months later, they say, hey, you promised me a royalty abatement at the 6 month mark or at a year. And all you have to do, liability and record retention, right? Those are things that you don't have to worry about anymore because you just go back, you know, a year in those emails and say, sorry, Mr. Franchisee, this is actually the conversation that we had. And so things like that start to become very, very important because if you have new team members that weren't part of that process to begin with, or if you have teams that aren't communicating, some of those things can end up becoming real problems.
And turnover is an issue. I mean, let's face it, we see internal teams of people sometimes leaving, and with them, legacy goes too. And a lot of people lose track about things that may have happened in days, weeks, and months and years earlier. So historical archives can be one heck of a safety zone. Would you not agree?
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of those things too, where we're seeing a lot of that right now in franchising. I think that kind of comes and goes in cycles and phases. Right now, there's a lot of movement going on. And I think that there's that ongoing joke, especially here in Atlanta, that everybody at some point has worked with everybody else. We all know each other. And we kind of just go from one place to the other. But in the midst of that turnover, a lot of times, not only internally are you looking at that loss of that knowledge base when someone leaves and goes somewhere else, but for us as someone who's supplying a service, we see a lot of people coming in and they are starting from scratch. They don't know anything about FRM. They maybe you've never even used a CRM system before. And so we have a really targeted, when you're starting to talk about these large franchise brands and the passing on of that knowledge, we have a specific training format where we can help mitigate some of that cost, because every moment that you as a brand are spending trying to train that person, or you're trying to figure some things out on your own, you know, we know what that's like from being in the franchisor's shoes. And so we've done a lot to try and help reduce a lot of the effort and the cost and the headache that's involved with that kind of thing.
And I hate to go deeper than you did about that franchise prospect who says you promised me a royalty abatement or something on that order. But we all know that franchising is built on relationships, and relationships like marriages and boyfriends, girlfriends, business associations, they all are lifestyle driven. They don't all live forever, right? So if even when the day ever came that somebody wanted to leave a franchisor system, where's that very first place they always try to go to burst the bubble?
Oh, back to the franchise agreement.
Absolutely. So what does FRM do for you there?
I think that when you, especially for those brands that have been around for a long time or have experienced those phases of rapid growth and some of those stagnant phases, that come and go over time, a lot of times you're going to have franchise agreements that are changing over time. You may have cut a deal here to close some deals. You may have changed up some language here and there over the years, and tracking that kind of information is key in making sure that you reduce your liability whenever those moments do come up. So all you have to do is go back to your record in FRM and say, bam, 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 these are the points of the agreement. I'm ready to go. And there's no loophole here.
As long as we're talking about legal and compliance, there's one other place that internal house counsel usually loves FRM. Where would that be, Cassidy?
I think there's two things here. So this might be a trick question. The first thing I would say is e-signatures of FDDs and item 23s. The second thing I would say is our automated item 20 report.
That was where I was heading.
I don't know how many people have wanted to just jump through the phone and give me a hug when I've worked with them on that item 20 report, Stan.
And I don't know too many people who've ever wanted to jump in the arms and show that kind of love anytime to anybody in the CRM business. So there must be something with our culture going on right here too, is there?
That was one of the first things that I took into consideration when I loved what I was doing on the franchisor side. But I also thought if I could contribute not just to one franchisor, but to many franchisors and be proud in the way that I could serve them, I have never experienced working with or for a company like this in a way that is so focused on building relationships that I look at some of our clients now as friends. And some of them I have had the opportunity to mentor, or I have gained mentors through that. I am very, very proud of the way that I can say that I'm able and we are able to serve our clients. And honestly, even some of the people that we've talked to that we weren't the best fit for and went in a different direction, we've maintained those relationships over the last 2 years that I've been here. And that is something that I think, I don't know if anyone else does that. It's something I'm really proud of.
Cassidy, while you're talking about that, it made me think too for a minute that there may be one more thing that I can remember and consistently say I've seen clients love us for more than anything else. And that has a lot to do with upgrades. And let's talk a little bit about FRM 9.0.
Well, talk about people wanting to jump through the phone and hug you. So there's a couple of things that go into that. I know that many people have had the experience in the past with platforms like this, where we tell people all the time that we can get you 75% of the way there out of the box, and we'll work with you for that next 25% to make sure that this is tailored specifically to what you need it to do. And that's what we do. And then the worry comes when it's time to have a new release or an upgrade to FRM. And then you're like, oh, what's going to happen to all those customizations that I've done? And with us, I know that this isn't the case for everyone who's built customizations on platforms like this in other places, but you don't lose all of that work that you've put in. In fact, we go to great lengths to make sure, and there's a technical process to this, which I won't bore everyone on, but we make sure that all of the work that you've put in, because our goal isn't just to, you know, oh, let's upgrade the platform or let's make this change and that change. Our goal is to make you successful. And so that's the end goal of what we're trying to do. And that really does kind of lead into this FRM 9.0 launch that we have coming at the end of Q1 through the end of Q2. Now, FRM 9.0 is, for me, as someone, I get really annoyed if I have to click on things. I am a millennial. I like everything to be instantaneous. I like to be able to do things in the easiest, fastest way possible. I don't even sometimes want to have to talk to somebody. I just want it to work. And I think that with FRM 9.0, there's a lot of stuff in this new launch that people aren't going to see. It's back end. It is their resources to help our developers streamline the amount of time it takes you to get up and running in order to increase performance time and quality, things that are going to help them decrease the amount of time it takes to make customizations and create workflows. A lot of that you don't see on the back end until it impacts you in your pocketbook. The second part of that is that in addition to a lot of the new releases that we have with our solutions like Project Planner 2.0, Site Visit 2.0, Royalty Management 2.0, and then an entirely new solution, which is Franchisee Product Ordering. All of those together, along with some really simple things like editable grids, which allow you to, in a view itself, without opening up a record, you can just make bulk changes that you need to make. And that is life-changing for someone who spends 8 hours a day in CRM trying to just do their job in a way that's going to contribute to your success without having to erase all the work that you've done the next time it gets upgraded. And I think that that's really cool.
And then what starts happening for executives, Cassidy, is each department is benefiting from using FRM and their core competencies day to day. But as all these metrics start bubbling up from each of these departments, and what comes next?
You know that I come from a franchise that had, what was it, the record? We had the number one most custom reports in the entire system. So I know firsthand how important those custom reports are, but I also know now that there are plenty of out-of-the-box reports, because we're not here to just help you track the information. We all also want to help you analyze it. And if there's something that you need that is very specific, every franchise is different. And if there's something specific to, you know, I need to track the number of days that, you know, X, Y, and Z candidates were in X, Y, and Z stages in my sales pipeline, because I want to go from 90-day sales cycle to a 62-day sales cycle, and this is how much I want to spend per deal, and these are the lead sources I want to do it with, hey, we'll make it work, because we're not here to just track it. We want to make the information work for you too.
Cassie, we're at the part of the interview where I ask my guest every week, there's got to be something that you wished I asked you that I haven't asked you yet. In your case, what would that be?
That is a good question. I think you ask me so many questions on a daily basis anyway, Stan. I think for the most part, I think it's important to help people understand. If you had asked me, how do we do what we do and how do we fit into the big picture? And I'll answer it for you. Is that we do what we do because we're backed by not only a powerful FRM team, but also by a team called Arc Systems that has a deep bench of developers and technologists and strategists, business analysts that help us with these enterprise solutions and the service that we're able to provide on a day-to-day basis. And then how do we fit into the big picture? We are not going to sit here and tell a client ever that the idea that they have is not a good one. Actually, I've done that before, only in the sense that there was a better way of doing it. And I know that there's a better way of doing it because I'm working with all of these different franchisors and I hear these best practices. And we have point of pride of saying, that's a really good idea. And we're doing this customization for you. How can we continue to innovate, continue to improve our product? How do we make this into something where we're forward thinking and that we can continue to be a big surprise? I think that it's just a surprise kind of element that makes this all very fun for us.
What can we say to a franchisor about how best to find out about us, whether there is a good fit? And if there's not, what might we do for them instead if they're not quite ready yet?
First, you can find our website. It's frmsolutions.com. Also, Stan and I both, if you are not already connected with us on LinkedIn, please do connect with us. Send us a message. Our contact information is there. Reach out to us. We have a chat feature on our website. You can contact us directly, and we would love to talk to you and see how we can help.
Terrific, Cassidy. I'm going to end this with a quote from my good friend Keith Gerson. Tells everybody, the best CRM in the world is the one that you use. And we've got nothing but 9.0 versions and reasons why this should be the one you choose. Cassidy, it's been fun, but our time is up so quickly. Thank you for being on Franchise Today.
Thanks, Dan.
Remember, you can subscribe to Franchise Today at Block Talk Radio and download us from iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, virtually any place that podcasts are found. Remember, too, that you can ask Alexa to play the latest episode of Franchise Today. It's as easy as that to find us on demand. Like us on Facebook, and remember, I'm always happy to hear from you with recommendations for guest interviews and any thoughts or comments you'd like to share. All of my contact info is easily found on my LinkedIn profile. So until next week, I'm Stan Friedman wishing you the best, the very best of all things franchising. And Franchise Today is out.
Franchise Today is a production of FRM Solutions, providing best-in-class CRM tools to empower relationships with prospective and existing franchisees. No excuses, just solutions. Find them online at FRMSolutions.com. Join Stan every Wednesday at noon Eastern for another live episode of Franchise Today. Or, as always, download episodes on demand at blogtalkradio.com or iTunes.